WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The economic impact of the Brazos County Expo Complex has grown 21% over the last 4 years. That was part of an annual report presented to county commissioners this week.
Texas A&M agriculture economist Rebecca Dudensing brought up the importance of the expo hosting multi-day events.
Horse shows make up 11% of events, but 17% of person days. Similarly, livestock shows are 7% of events and 11% of days. And you jump down to rodeos and ropings is 10% of the events, but 21% of the person days.
Expo General Manager Tom Quarles says the events he's recruiting, which would be in town Wednesday through Saturday nights, are not coming due to higher hotel rates during Texas A&M events on Friday and Saturday nights.
I thought if the hotels got an extra couple of nights that they would normally get, that they would compensate by lowering that rate, but we don't see that happening.
Last year, the expo, without the local events and the Brazos Valley Fair, generated a total economic impact of more than $7.6 million. That's up from $5.1 million in 2013. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last August, three people inside a College Station apartment reported they were the victims of an armed robbery by four men who thought they were going to buy marijuana. Last Saturday, the last suspect was arrested. 20-year-old Jacoby Foreman of Red Oak is in jail, along with 18-year-old Larry Bonner Jr. of Teague. A third man, 20-year-old Dalton Colaluca of College Station, is out on bond. The fourth suspect was one of two men killed during an exchange of gunfire during a second armed robbery the same night. Among state Senate bills sent to the House this week includes emergency items from the governor. One calls for a convention of states to consider amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Representative John Rainey was asked about the potential of conservatives' efforts backfiring.
One posse thing about it is if that convention were to go rogue, it would only take 13 states to kill it. So it takes 13 states to kill the balanced budget.
Rainey said the House held its first hearing Wednesday on the Senate passed reforms to Child and Protective Services, another of the governor's emergency legislative items. Monday is the grand opening of CHI St. Joseph Health's new Mature Well Lifestyle Center, located in the Bio Corridor near the soon-to-open Stella Hotel. But tomorrow is an open house from 11 until 2 of a facility that incorporates multiple functions.
It's got cardio and weight workout areas. It's got exercise classes. There will be an exercise pool. There will be health education. That will include even a demonstration kitchen. So we'll have dietitians on site.
CHI Vice President Donovan French says the center is a partnership with the Texas A&M Health Science Center's College of Medicine. Newstalk 1620 WTAW has been recognized by the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters with 25 awards for news and sports coverage and online content during 2016. 8 members of the WTAW broadcast team combined for 8 first place, 9 second place, and 8 honorable mention awards at the TAPB radio division that covers the state except for Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 46 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Good morning, right at 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
High pressure, it's going to be sliding away from the area, and that's going to allow a weather change to develop as we head through the weekend. Today, we'll see sunshine, a few high clouds, and a high of 65 to 70 later today. Clouding up overnight, lows will be somewhere between 45 and 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower in the afternoon. Cooler, 60 to 65. For Sunday, cloudy, breezy, scattered showers possible, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team took down Florida to advance to the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. We'll hear from senior guard Curtis Knox on the win. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward as the men get set to take on number 9 Kentucky tomorrow at Reed, and the A&M baseball team heads to Houston for the Shriners Hospitals for Children College Classic beginning today. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so The Walking Dead is real. A man in Brazil walking around a hospital like he was possessed, covered in blood after being shot in the face and wouldn't stop screaming.
I'd scream too if I was shot in the face.
I think so. Yeah. Staff in the hospital describe him as looking possessed. The doctors and the nurses too scared to even go near him.
Come on.
That's their job.
Like, that's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Man. Right. Yeah, and it's Brazil.
It's Brazil.
And of course, because you can, there's apparently video of that out there, just like all the other strange stuff. Well, that's fine. It's another part of the world. So this morning, we have a controversy about Garfield. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
I'm not.
No. See, all right, which, as I'm reading this morning, I'm going, okay, the comics.
Right.
Is that a thing anymore? Do people
my
do that
yeah
anymore?
My mom reads the comics.
Well,
still.
I'm not talking about your mom. I'm talking about people who are 30. Okay, and I know your mom's a little over 30, not much, but still, you know what I'm saying? Is
I without think if people don't read newspapers.
I was going to say, I think if people do, they do it on like the computer. You know, they look up their favorite comics on a website or something.
Do they?
And read it. And that's, I mean, Cyanide and Happiness is one that I know people really like. Okay. They post it on Facebook and stuff.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't even know what that is.
Either.
I have no idea.
I bet you've seen it before. It's like little stick figure people, and they usually say ridiculous things.
Okay. Well, and you know, there were things like Farside, Gary Larson. I mean, reasons that people would open up the comics page and read it. There was a reason that they needed to be in color on Sunday. I mean, that was a big deal. And there's some that have lasted for decades that have been very, very popular. Mm-hmm. And the idea to be able to tell a story or do a little chuckle in four different panels or something like that, or one panel, depending on what the format is, was cool. And that's certainly that is an art form. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
But now, if you don't take it to the next extreme like Peanuts did, I mean, Charles Schulz, really smart, and his family still makes tons of money because they were able to introduce the Peanuts characters, bring them to life, animate them, put them on TV. And so now, I mean,
I think the new comic is a meme.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. That makes sense.
You get
that's
one
fair.
Panel, you get a picture. Granted, it's not a drawing necessarily.
That's fair.
And it makes you chuckle, usually.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Couple of words.
Okay. And then
the modern day comic.
I think that's a pretty good
analogy right there. Yeah. And that's it. So, and now if they figure out a way to monetize it, then we'll be back to where we need to be as far as the comics are concerned. Because, I mean, those guys and gals at least used to make really good money doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, so we'll discuss Garfield as long as everybody knows who Garfield is a little bit later. Yeah, okay.
We got a lot of information.
And again, he was actually pretty much the grumpy cat before the grumpy cat happened.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was the original
point.
Grumpy cat.
Yeah, everything he did, he was pretty much
grumpy cat. Yep. A copycat.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah, you got it.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's 6:14. It's March the 3rd. This is like 3-3. You know, it's one of those cool days like that. Oh, yeah. Day 62, got 303 of them to go. Ooh, look at that, 3-3 and then 303. All right. I know it's numbers. National Anthem Day. This was the day that the national anthem was officially named as our national anthem.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a World Book Day. Isn't that quaint? Mm. Okay, World Book, either of y'all know that?
World Book, is that like an atlas? Or
World Book used to be these encyclopedias.
Ah.
I mean, like, I don't know, there were probably 20 of them.
Okay.
One for each letter. Okay, and like A was real big, and then XYZ was at the bottom. You know,
gotcha,
at the end they were thin.
All right.
Anyway, and the ones that we had, and they were expensive. I mean, they cost a lot of money, $600-$700 back when, you know, the average person was making about $10,000. So
right.
They were sold door to door usually, and if you had, we didn't have the really fancy kind. Ours were red and green, I think, but the really fancy ones were white and gold.
Yeah, I just looked up a picture, and when you line them all up together, they create, like, a picture.
Ooh.
And that was the deal. See, that's what World Book was, and that's where you'd go to look stuff up. And as I say, isn't that kind of quaint?
So Google.
No, that's right. That's it.
Old Google.
Yeah. Exactly. It's I Want You to Be Happy Day.
All right.
Okay.
I want y'all to be happy.
There you go. Exactly.
We want you to be happy, too.
Thanks.
It's National Employee Appreciation Day. What does that mean?
I don't know, but Mr. Downs needs to do it.
I know.
All right. Now, is he back today?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, so National Employee Appreciation Day, observed annually the first Friday of March. The day was created as a way of focusing the attention of all employers in all industries to employee recognition. Business and organizations plan celebrations across the country. Do they?
All right.
Do they?
Well, and I've got a story today about how Boeing's laying off 1,500 people today.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't
work. Celebrating there.
Woohoo. National Salesperson Day.
Uh-oh.
I don't think there's much else we need to say there. National Day of Unplugging. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
It's
already not happened for us.
Sure. Apparently, the first Friday of March of each year is Unplugging Day. Consists of 24-hour period from sundown to sundown. Unplug, unwind, relax, and have serious FOMO the entire time. Okay,
they should make that like on a Sunday, like the first Sunday of March.
Well, but
see,
there's a sacrifice involved here if you do it during a day when you would actually be operating and doing stuff.
like not getting to work.
Yeah, there you go. What if pets had thumbs day? Let's think about that for a minute. I mean, you know. As long as you don't have a pet monkey that does have thumbs.
But, right.
But consider the problems your dog could get into if your dog had thumbs.
That's what I was thinking.
Because they could really hold on to that
stuff. She could really help herself out a lot more, but she'd probably get into more trouble.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Most dogs would do that. It's National Cold Cuts Day. So do you have a favorite cold cut?
Get your cold cuts. Get your cold cuts.
Yeah. I mean, listen to y'all. Hey.
It's that commercial.
I know. there was a day when... And I guess now what salami is probably popular and you know, ham and turkey and all that stuff. But, you know, there was a day, and this is still out there, olive loaf, okay?
Mm.
Have you ever seen that in the deli?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if I've seen it in the deli. I've seen it on Food Network.
Oh, have they done it on Food Network?
Well, I have no idea. Yeah, you know that show Chopped?
Yeah.
That's been one of their secret ingredients where you, like, have to use olive loaf in your recipe.
See, because I understand what the olives are because I know what they are, but I don't know what that meat substance is.
The loaf part of it?
Yeah, the loaf part. Yeah, I'd be a little concerned about that. But anyhow, so if you want to celebrate Cold Cut Day today,
lots of days.
Yeah. There really are for it being just kind of a random Friday in March. Right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Joshua Duggar is 29. He's the one that's been mired in controversy.
Oh,
the bad
course,
one.
Yeah,
the bad Duggar.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Biel is 35, married to Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, she's awesome.
David Faustino is 43. He played Bud Bundy on Married with Children.
Oh, man.
Julie Bowen's 47, plays Claire on Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
John Carter Cash is 47, son of Johnny and June Carter Cash. Tone Loke is 51.
Mr. Loke
himself. Jackie Joyner Kersee, 55. Herschel Walker's also 55, former NFL star.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Warnes,
Warns.
Warns mm-hmm. is 70. Yep. She sang with Billy Medley on the 87 song, Dirty Dancing Classic, yep. I've Had the Time of My Life.
That's right. That's her. Yeah. That's her. Yep. All right. On Saturday, it is Hug a GI Day. You might want to ask permission first. Mm. It's a Dress in Blue Day.
Okay.
National Grammar Day. Discover What Your Name Means Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. All right. We may do that later on today. Pound Cake Day. And this is the old tomorrow is the old inauguration day. The president used to be inaugurated on March the 4th, but they changed that.
Hmm.
All right, and birthdays.
We got birthdays. Joshua Bowman is 29, plays Jack the Ripper on the ABC show Time After Time. Let's see, Chaz Bono's 48. That's, Sonny sure. Bono's son.
Offspring.
Gotcha.
Offspring.
Uh-huh. Jason Newsted's 54. Used to play bass for Metallica.
Okay.
Steven Weber's 56. Played Brian Hackett on Wings.
Mm, yeah.
We had the other Wings guy the other day.
Yeah.
But, Jim Daly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now Steven Weber is plays Mayor Hamilton on NCIS New Orleans.
Okay.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini is...
boxer dude.
Yeah, 56.
Gotcha.
Patricia Heaton is 59. Was... played Ray's wife on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Sure. Oh, okay.
McLetty Williamson is 60. Played Bubba in Forrest Gump.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, pretty cool. Catherine O'Hara, 63. Mm-hmm. The mom from Beetlejuice and Home Alone.
Sure.
Let's see. Paula Prentice is 79 from Stepford Wives.
There you are. Mm-hmm. Michael Warren, he was a basketball star at UCLA and then went on to star in Hill Street Blues. Is 71.
Cool.
Michael Irvin, 51.
Hey-o.
Oh.
Fred the Hammer Williamson is 79.
Oh, Fred Williamson.
Yeah, Samantha Agar is 78. And Joel Osteen.
Oh.
Man.
Big church dude. He's got good hair, doesn't he?
He does have
good hair, good teeth, all that.
A lot of money.
Yeah, and a lot of money.
Yep.
He's 54 today, so there you go.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Patrick Poole, PJ Media reports the AP's very own fact check falsely claimed that Trump overstated the terror threat that America faces from overseas immigrants. On Tuesday night, the president said, according to data provided by the Department of Justice, the vast majority of individuals convicted for terrorism-related offenses since 9/11 came here from outside of the country. AP pounced on the statement and fact-checked the claim, saying it's unclear what Justice Department data he is citing, but the most recent government information that has come out does not back up his claim. Now, the information that Trump cited came from a very widely distributed letter from the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration, which found that 65% of all terror convictions in the U.S. since 9/11 were foreign-born. Pretty pathetic.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80. And I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, educational seminars, and more.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
that's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Get a special preview of MatureWell before it opens on March 6th. Visit maturewell.chistjosephhealth.org.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon is blaming human error for an outage at its cloud service unit that caused widespread disruption to internet traffic across the U.S. on Wednesday. Amazon says the outage started with a typo at its Northern Virginia data center. An employee trying to speed up the company's cloud storage billing system tried to take a few servers offline, but the employee mistyped the command, affecting more servers than intended, which led to a cascade of failures. Fitbit's shipments plunged 23% during the holidays, while Xiaomi's soared 96%, and Apple notched its best quarter ever for wearables. While Fitbit reported an abysmal holiday shopping season, new data show the rest of the wearables industry did well. Worldwide shipments of wearables soared 17% in the fourth quarter to a record high. Crude oil up 13 cents at $52.74 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures slightly lower after stocks closed broadly lower yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, certainly we've all called into work on a day when we didn't necessarily have to, or maybe even gone to lengths to keep from going into work, but this might be pushing it. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. If you're at a job that's so demanding that the only way you can think of getting a day off is by being murdered, then maybe it's time to look into a career change. A 54-year-old guy in Japan was stabbed in the bathroom of a subway station last Wednesday morning. He told the cops someone had come up behind him and stabbed him in the left hip with a 5-inch knife. But while paramedics treated him and the cops talked to him, they started seeing some holes in his story. And they realized he'd stabbed himself. So why did he do it? Because he wanted to get the day off of work. He was arrested for interfering with police duties and taken to jail. I guess on the bright side, he did get to miss work. Probably more days than he was originally going for. Then again, if you're going to stab yourself to get out of work, maybe he needed to miss those days. I don't know. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW 628, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Still a little bit of weather. And that's sponsored this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 71 today. Ought to be a pretty nice day out there with winds out of the southeast at about 5 to 15 miles an hour, 48 tonight. Then tomorrow, got a 60% chance of rain during the day with a high of about 65 degrees. And then a 50% chance of rain on Saturday night. Sunday, it's a 40% chance of rain, and then we'll have 20% on Sunday night, Monday, and Monday during the day and Monday night. We're at 80 again on Monday, and the chances of rain back up into the forecast on Tuesday at 50% and still be in the upper 70s. So pretty seasonal weather, I guess, what we need to start getting used to. The trees certainly think it's spring, right? Winds out of the northeast at 7 right now, 51% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 46 degrees out there.
The average person complains a lot more than they think they do, which causes a lot of problems for those of us who have to hear it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Complaining. It's kind of a national pastime.
The average person complains over 20 times a day. And so they're putting that negative energy out there, and then they can't understand why their lives aren't the way they would like them to be.
Will Bowen, author of the book, A Complaint-Free World.
Scientists have found that if you complain too often, not only will you tend to have poorer health, but also it can worsen your financial situation because it'll limit your ability to move forward in your job. In addition to that, you run the risk of being ostracized by your friends and family if you complain too much. We all know people who just gripe all the time, and they tend to be avoided.
This all started when Will Bowen issued a challenge for people in his church to wear a purple bracelet, and every time they complained, they take the bracelet off one wrist and put it on the other, with the goal of keeping it on one wrist for 21 consecutive days. Then he got some media coverage.
Started calling from all over wanting them, and we have now had requests for over 6 million bracelets in over 80 countries.
Will says most people don't realize how often they complain.
Complaining is a lot like bad breath. You don't notice it when it comes out of your mouth, but you sure notice it when it comes out of someone else's. I thought I was one of the most positive, upbeat people in the world until I put this purple bracelet on my wrist and realized that I was switching it from wrist to wrist 20 to 30 times a day as I began.
You can get your bracelet by going to Will's website, which you can link to from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, and it's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This week's Brazos County Commission meeting included the fourth annual economic impact report of the county's expo complex.
Texas A&M agricultural economist Rebecca Dudensing reported without counting the Brazos Valley Fair, the expo staged 176 events for out-of-county organizations last year that drew more than 92,000 attendees.
The events that we do not count, things like private meetings, things that are intended for in-county residents, such as a health screening, livestock validation, religious services, to weddings, that's about 51% of the events that we're not even looking at.
The expo generated more than $7.6 million last year. That's an increase of 21% from 2013. Expo General Manager Tom Quirrell says one thing that would help draw more multi-day events is reduced hotel rates.
If there's any kind of A&M event, football season's a good example. There's just seven of those, but that's seven of our long weekends that get taken away, I mean virtually taken away. A&M graduations three times a year, parents' weekend, other big weekends where room rates go way up. And these people are not going to pay that kind of money.
Nearly $3 million was generated last year by rodeos and other equine events, and about $2.5 million from horse shows. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas House of Representatives has had its first hearing on the Senate-backed reforms of Child and Protective Services. That was among the topics raised by Representative John Rainey on this week's WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We need to take care of that problem. Primarily, they were talking about trying to let families members take care of as much of it as possible and funding them at a little bit better level. So I think that's important. They claim that when families take care of other children from the family, that the results are a whole lot better than when they go to a foster care system.
CPS reform was among four emergency priorities by the governor. All public universities in Texas would be required to have an online sexual assault reporting system under a proposed bill. State Senator Sylvia Garcia of Houston says reporting would be done online.
We need to take care of that problem. Primarily, they were talking.
Well, that was John Rainey again. Here's Sylvia Garcia.
And avoids the face-to-face reporting that people often avoid
because it can re-traumatize the survivor.
Garcia also says victims could submit photos or documents online. The arrest and death of Sandra Bland in a Waller County jail 2 years ago has prompted state lawmakers to reform the pretrial criminal justice system.
State Rep. Garnett Coleman's bill addresses jail standards, training for dealing with the mentally ill, and additional police de-escalation training.
Each peace officer has been trained with 16 hours of de-escalation training. This bill proposes that that change go to 40 hours.
The Sandra Bland Act also takes on racial profiling. Black Lives Matter Houston founder Ashton Woods.
You look suspicious. You're dressed a certain way. You shouldn't be driving that car. This happens way too often.
The bill has the endorsement of Sandra Bland's family. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A fourth person accused in an armed robbery at a College Station apartment last August has been arrested. According to the arrest report, two of the others involved in the holdup identified 20-year-old Jacoby Foreman of Red Oak, who was picked up last Saturday. Foreman and 18-year-old Larry Bonner Jr. of Teague are still being held in the Brazos County Jail. 20-year-old Dalton Colaluca of College Station is out of jail on bond. And the fourth suspect was one of two men killed during a second armed robbery that happened 90 minutes later. A family disturbance south of Welburn last week led to a Bryan woman going to jail. According to the arrest report from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 33-year-old Delaine Price is accused of using pepper spray after seeing the family of her ex-boyfriend with her child. The pepper spray came in contact with the 10-month-old boy who was staying with a grandmother while the child's father was at work. Price is out of jail after posting bond. A school bus crash in Centerville yesterday afternoon resulted in one passenger being hospitalized in Bryan and others taken to area hospitals. DPS reports the bus from Teague ISD overturned on the exit ramp off Interstate 45 to Highway 7. An unannounced number of students suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The off-ramp was closed for several hours as troopers conducted their investigation. The annual Veterans Resource Fair, co-sponsored by the Bryan American Legion and the Texas Veterans Commission, is tomorrow morning between 9 and noon at the Legion Post, located at Highway 21 in Waco. Vets and their families are invited to take advantage of legal and employment services and health care, all at no charge. The newest addition to the Bio Corridor is the Mature Well Lifestyle Center. It's a partnership between CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M Health Science Center's College of Medicine, offering services for those 55 and older.
On the top floor, we've got what we call our multidisciplinary senior center. There will be nurse practitioners on each care team, dietary, social work, medication management, imaging, including x-ray and DEXA scan, which is bone density. And then we'll also have a laboratory on site as well.
CHI Vice President Donovan French says there is an open house tomorrow from 11 to 2. The center is located near the soon-to-open Stella Hotel. And Eight Voices on News Talk 1620 WTAW will be recognized later this spring by the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters. The group combined for 25 awards for last year's news and sports coverage in the TAPB division that covers the state, except for Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 46 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Join Junior League Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th at the Expo for this year's Bargain Blitz. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where shoppers will enjoy pizza, a DJ, and first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview party is $6 for adults and $3 for kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning, and admission is just $1 all day and free for kids 12 and under. See you there.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's 640, and it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road, Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudiness will continue to drift our way from the southwest, but will be mostly sunny through it today. Temperatures will be 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Clouds do start to increase overnight, however, 45 to 50. Cloudy tomorrow, could see a shower in the afternoon, highs 60 to 65. Showers possible tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Cloudy, breezy with scattered showers on Sunday and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from senior guard Curtis Knox on the A&M women's basketball team's win last night over Florida, advancing them to the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team begins the Shriners Hospital for Children College Classic today. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on that. And Joe Evans weighs in on the Texas A&M invite, which begins today for the Aggie softball team. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself late yesterday from any investigation into the Russian interference in the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats had suggested he should resign, so that's not happening.
Right.
USA Today reports that two other members of President Trump's campaign team spoke to the Russian ambassador at an event during the Republican National Convention. Two of the advisors met with the Russian diplomat at a conference that was hosted by the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative group, in Cleveland during the convention. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm just not paying attention. Maybe maybe I'm missing this, but I cannot believe that this is the first administration that has basically had, quote, off the record talks.
I guarantee you, it's not, and it's especially not around the world. I mean, we do it all the time.
Got to do it. That's how you make it happen. That's how you get the diplomats to the table, is that you talk about stuff that's kind of off the record.
Right.
So, and again, maybe
that's when the juicy stuff comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you look at elections around the world, I mean, we're always there talking to them and stuff like that before the elections happen. This is a normal thing.
It is. But maybe it is that the opposition has nothing else that they can hang their hat on right now. So they're going for this, waiting for, you know, the Trump people to really screw up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And
that's unfortunate that they're, I mean, I understand, you know, checks and balances and keeping people from doing the wrong thing. But when they're just, you know, on a witch hunt, which we will talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, come on.
They're just being spiteful at this point.
Meanwhile, right. The New York Times reports that senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, who is, of course, the son-in-law of the president, met with the Russian ambassador at Trump Tower in December. Now, again, as the White House said, it is to establish a line of communication. I mean, hey, just want to say hi, we'll be talking soon. Is that bad and wrong and illegal? And again, maybe we're not hearing the whole thing. Maybe this is a nuanced story, and that's the reason that we're
they're convinced that it was all about them meeting about how they can hack into the DNC and how they can control the election.
We were giving them look, excuse me, when Hillary's campaign manager's password is password, I mean,
1234.
Yeah, how difficult can that be? But in the meantime, the leader of the free world is at it again.
Just
huh?
when we thought he was being presidential the other day.
Yeah.
So yesterday, he did address the Jeff Sessions issue. He said, Jeff Sessions is an honest man. He did not say anything wrong. He could have stated his response more accurately, but it was clearly not intentional. This whole narrative is a way of saving face for Democrats losing an election that everyone thought they were supposed to win.
Yeah.
The Democrats are overplaying their hand. They lost the election, and now they have lost their grip on reality. The real story is all of the illegal leaks of classified and other information. It is a total witch hunt.
Yeah.
And then just this morning, he tweeted, Nick Adams' new book, Green Card Warrior, is a must read. The merit-based system is the way to go. Canada, Australia. Yeah. I guess it addresses both of those places.
He does, right. Well, Canada's been doing this for a while, and right. He said in his joint session speech that that's what we ought to do.
And then just 25 minutes ago, he right. tweeted, it is so pathetic that the Dems have still not approved my full cabinet.
Well, they've gotten closer, and Governor Goodhair is now Secretary Goodhair.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, department, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow is his birthday. He's 67.
Oh, okay.
So Rick Perry's birthday present is that he is now he's got himself a new title.
Congrats.
Got a new plaque for his desk right there. Ben Carson also was named in his position of Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Yesterday, when we talked to Bill Flores, one of the things that he said is that they will begin what's called markup on the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. And that's where they start debating and chatting about it and seeing what they can live with and what they want to change. Well, apparently they had a secret location meeting yesterday about that document. And who finds out? But Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets a whole bunch of the media together the way that Marvin Zindler used to do when he was at Channel 13. Y'all come follow me. We're on a witch hunt, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up outside the secret location saying, and he brought a copy machine with him. He wanted to see the document that they were working on so he could make a copy of it and look at it. And clearly they told him he had to leave.
Uh-huh.
Outside the secure room, he said, we want to see the bill. We have many objections, and we are here asking for a written copy of this because this should be an open and transparent process. No, it shouldn't. It's politics.
I'm surprised this is coming from Rand Paul, honestly.
I know, well.
But, what's funny is the Democrats, especially Nancy Pelosi, having a problem with this, having a problem with not knowing what's in a bill before they see it.
I could have sworn she used that very phrase when they passed this the first time around.
Yeah.
But I guess it just all depends on whether you're saying it or whether they are saying
always.
It. 648.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 4th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening.
Learning about planting, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success.
Come learn about growing vegetables this week at Producers.
And bring the kids too.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
In the assumption you'll be making your trek into a nursery in the next several weeks, let's talk about the best ways for you to maximize the time and money you spend there. There are so many different kinds of nurseries, you want to choose the best one for your needs. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Nurseries are like plants that grow out of a packet of mixed wildflower seeds. They are all different. Some are large and somewhat impersonal, links out of the big national chains. And in direct contrast, many are small mom-and-pop businesses that have carved out unique niches within their communities. We're going to examine a few of the assets and liabilities of each half of the industry. Chain gardening centers are often alongside stores that sell thousands of other things, most of them unrelated to gardening. Their buyers drive hard bargains, and low price becomes a major factor in the inventory they offer. If you know exactly what you want and if the plants and products are in good condition, you probably can save dollars at these stores. However, their help isn't always highly trained in the science of horticulture, and you'll have to make a lot of the decisions on your own. These big stores tend to handle a good diversity of plants and products, even into the hardware of horticulture. That can be helpful. By comparison, the smaller independent retail nurseries will usually offer high-quality plants and products as well as the service and knowledge to go with them. You'll always be able to find a professional horticulturist should you have questions later. That's very important. You'll be able to establish an old-fashioned business relationship with these people more easily. And you may hear yourself being greeted by first name the third or fourth time that you shop there. That's special. Some gardeners are willing to pay the little bit extra for their plants and gardening products when they know that they'll be getting timely and reliable horticultural advice. These businesses also are a fabric of their own local communities. They're involved with the schools, churches, and the chambers of commerce. Wherever you do your nursery shopping, look for a trained nursery worker. The easiest way to pick them out of the crowd is by the name badges they wear. If you see one marked Texas Certified Nursery Professional, you're on the right track. Even better, look for a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. Some retailers, especially the independent garden centers, have polarized into niche nurseries. Some specialize in organics, while others prominently feature Texas native plants, annuals, and perennials, or outdoor living accessories. Have a good idea of what you're seeking before you go shopping. Having spoken in generalities up until now, I'd like to interject a few personal thoughts. It's my opinion that a nursery should only sell plants that are healthy and vigorous at the time that they're sold, and that they should only offer plants that have a reasonable chance of succeeding in the locale in which they're being sold. Independent retail garden center operators, especially certified nursery professionals, can help you find those. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, Texas A&M used a huge third quarter run to defeat Florida 67-48 in the second round of the SEC Women's Basketball Tournament and advanced to the quarterfinals of the event. Here's senior guard Curtis Knox on the win.
I think that we just came out, we played hard, and one important thing that, you know, we really harp on is playing smart and hard at the same time, and I think we really did that. And our defense was great in the zone, so we were just flying around, so it was a good win for us.
Knox, who is the single-season assist leader, had 9, moving her past former LSU guard Tamika Johnson for 3rd on the SEC single-season list. Kylie Hillsman had her 13th double-double of the season with 24 points and 11 rebounds. She was joined in double figures by Danny Williams, who had 17. The win marks the Aggies' 12th straight 20-plus win season, which is the second longest streak in the SEC. Texas A&M head coach Gary Blair also ties the late North Carolina State coach Kay Yao for 13th with 737 career wins. The ladies next take on Missouri in the quarterfinals tonight at 7:15. Pregame will be at 7, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, on the men's side of the ball, seniors J.C. Hampton and Tavario Miller will take the court at Reed Arena for the final time during their collegiate careers on Saturday as Texas A&M hosts number 9 Kentucky on Senior Day. The Aggs, who are 16-13 on the season and 8-9 in the SEC, will aim to end their regular season on a hot streak with a fourth SEC win in its last five contests, as well as avenge a loss to the Wildcats earlier this season. Tip-off for tomorrow's game will be at 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:30, and you can catch that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M baseball, the number 20 Aggies head to Houston to participate in the Shriners Hospitals for Children College Classic at Minute Maid Park beginning this afternoon. It marks the Aggies' ninth trip to the tournament. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Yeah, it'll be better than any regional any of the teams are playing. They're all off to great starts, and, you know, it's going to be a great benchmark for all six teams there as to where they are and what they need to do to get better in the next two or three weeks leading up to conference play.
The guys will face three Big 12 teams at the tournament, including a pair of teams ranked in the top 25. Today's contest pairs the Aggies with number 19 Texas Tech. Saturday's game has them facing number 1 TCU. The Maroon and White then wrap up the tournament Sunday with a game against Baylor. And you can hear all the games on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M softball, the number 5 Aggies will host their final non-conference tournament of the season, the Texas A&M Invite, today through Sunday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
I'm happy to be able to get out here tomorrow, get after it. I know our kids are going to be hungry, and this weekend is really important for us to just get back on the winning track and feel good about ourselves.
The Aggies begin play at 3 p.m. today against UTSA, followed by a matchup against Georgetown. On Saturday, A&M faces Prairie View A&M at 12:15 p.m. and Georgetown at 3 p.m. before closing out the tournament Sunday at 12:15 p.m. against UTSA, and you can catch all that action on Willie 1550. In the NFL, Dolphins general manager Chris Greer says quarterback Ryan Tannehill is expected to be ready for the offseason program after missing the final four games of last season because of a sprained left knee. The team spent several weeks after the season assessing the extent of Tannehill's ACL and MCL sprains before ruling out surgery. And in the NBA, Andrew Bogut is officially signed with the Cavaliers and is expected to make his team debut Monday against Miami and Cleveland. Bogut spent the previous four seasons with the Golden State Warriors, who could be on a collision course to play the Cavs for the third straight year. He was let go by Philadelphia last week after being acquired in a trade with Dallas, where he averaged 3 points and 8.3 rebounds in 26 games this season. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota Elite dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products that you can trust.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. with locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at texascountiesdeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Tom Hanks. He's the, you remember he's the guy who told us, Houston, we have a problem?
Yep, I remember him.
You know, and he was that Forrest Gump dude.
Yeah, he's done
a movie or two. So he made headlines again yesterday when he sent the White House press corps a new espresso maker, along with a note saying, keep up the good fight for truth, justice, and the American way, especially for the truth part. This is not the first time he has done this. The new machine replaces the one he originally sent to the White House press room in 2010 during the Bush administration when he toured, and he saw that they had no coffee maker.
Whoa.
You gotta have coffee, right? Because after all, that's what drives the media. All right, weather, 71 for a high temperature today. That's not too bad. Northeasterly winds at 5 to 15, 48 for a low tonight. 60% chance of rain for tomorrow sometime with a high of about 65, 50% on Saturday night. 40% on Sunday. Hey, Monday, we're back up to 80, just so you know. It's 46 right now as we approach 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan.